The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Evelyn Roth, and we're here with John Kamen, supervisor of the Town of North Hempstead, father of Project Independence, as well as three terrific kids. And we are at the very successful Aging in Place in Suburbia conference, where the focus today is on living better with technology at the fabulous Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury, which, John, is one of your, I think, singular accomplishments. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Evelyn. It's great to be back.
So how are we doing here today?
We're doing great. There's hundreds and hundreds of people coming through this center to engage with Project Independence and the idea behind aging in place with your local community. You know, this is not just about how we deal with one another in our own environment. This is about connecting with your local government, with your community leaders, with your local church or synagogue, with your local stores, your vendors, people who have things to offer, and to know that they're out there and that you can utilize them. And what more can we say about technology? It's critical that people use this if they can. And so to have a conference where people can come together and learn how to use technology better, learn what kind of things are out there that they can tap into, really is just such a great thing. So I think so far we're having a great success, and it's an exciting day here.
It's wonderful. And, you know, we've done some studies of our seniors here in the Town of North Hempstead. And you know, one of our speakers today said that only 40% of seniors use the internet nationwide. But here in town, we found the number is even smaller than that. It's closer to 35%.
Yeah, well, and we have a very sophisticated community. So it's you know, one of the things that we've learned, Project Independence, Newark, some of the focus in urban environments is different when you're in a suburban environment. And so we need to do things a little differently. As Congressman Israel said, actually, in part of his presentation, in 2000, only 13% of seniors used the internet. And I think it's actually over 50% now, and I think that's what the number was. But every locale has its own personality and character, and the goal for us is to give people access to everything that's there for them. And one of the things that's there for them is the internet and technology, and if they can not necessarily master it, but have a comfort level with it so they can use it, and that too helps them age in place. Sitting on your home computer, being able to tap into, I think as our most recent speaker said, 350 million websites that are out there is a great benefit. But it's too big. There's 350 million websites. How do you tap into 350 million websites? It's just too much to even comprehend. And so what we're trying to do here today is what we've been doing with Project Dependence all along, and that is take all these hundreds and thousands and whatever it is, points of contact, and narrow it down to a manageable access point where you contact us through 311, you talk to our folks at Project Independence, you learn how to use the internet to get what you need out of it, and a little bit at a time, you are better off, you're happier, your quality of life improves, your ability to navigate the world as you age becomes easier. And those are the things that we're trying to assist in and facilitate, and if we have any type of success, then we're doing some good.
One of the things we're doing here at the conference today is showing people how to use computers, how to use iPads, how to use cell phones, how to select them if they need to go out and purchase them. And we, of course, have programs through Project Independence where we train seniors in the use of computers, and we get people who come into those classes, John, who are almost afraid to touch the machine. They are so tech phobic. And speaking for myself, I can remember very well when I was in that category. So the classes are wonderful because everybody is starting out from the same vantage point. And they start with, here's how you turn on the computer, okay? Touch it, press that button, turn on the computer. Everybody does it together, and they learn to use the mouse. And then they can move on through the classes to more sophisticated use of the computer and spreadsheets and the internet and so on. And there's one wonderful story, John, I think you'll remember, of a gentleman who had been estranged from his family for decades, one of these family battles that never got resolved, and the kids moved to the West Coast, and he was living here and getting older and more frail. And he finally accessed a Project Independence nurse and social worker. And through the Community Computer Connection Program, where we provide computers to people who can't afford them, he was able to get in touch with his children 3,000 miles away for the first time in 40 years.
Wow, it's a great story.
And now they're together again, across the miles, but together again. So there's so much value to learning how to connect. And
you know, they say knowledge is power. And I would add to that, you know, knowledge creates independence. You know, and this is what we're talking about, right? Project independence. If you can learn the basics, you know, you don't have to become a master. One of the things our author was talking about
Abby Stokes,
yeah. Was that you don't have to learn it all at once. You don't have to learn it as quick as your kids learn it. Just take your time and get it done. And if you can do that, you will slowly create a comfort level. Well, do it a little bit at a time. That knowledge will give you the independence that gives you, it makes you more confident. It gives you access to information that will help you deal with particular issues. It'll help you get to us in Project Independence. But you don't know until you try, and you don't know what you don't know. You know, you don't know where your lost loved one is. You don't know what program might exist. You don't know how you're going to get to where you got to get to. Don't assume that because you don't know how to get to the finish line of a particular problem that others haven't figured it out. And you do that in everything else you've done. People have done that through their entire lives. But when it comes to technology and a program such as ours, it starts by picking up the phone and connecting to us, and let us help you figure out what you don't know and fill in the gaps. And again, it's a way to improve your quality of life. Gives you greater opportunity for health and better health and all the wonderful things that come along with having more knowledge and maintaining the independence to live in your home, and feeding into this whole new world of senior living, because there's lots of seniors out there and we're all living longer. And it's important to be able to navigate through society as we get older.
John, this must be sort of a bittersweet day for you here today, because you're coming to the end of your tenure as town supervisor, and to walk in here into this incredible facility and see this wonderful Project Independence program. Married, of course, to the 311 initiative. These are three of your singular accomplishments as supervisor. How are you feeling?
You know, it's there's a source of or a sense of pride to have played a role in building a building like this, giving a community something that they've not had for generations. To looking around and seeing the seniors that come here and the vendors that are here and the officials and everybody talking about a project that I, you know, help sponsor and grow. Looking at the 311 call center, our emergency management facility downstairs, all the things that I've helped come to being, I suppose. It really is. It's heartwarming to know that I've been able to do some good. But you know, emotional part is seeing people come up to me, the seniors, and thanking me and wishing me well. And for those folks that are listening, and I enjoyed my time. The 10 years I've been here has been just amazing. And, you know, as I say, everything I do today is practice for tomorrow. And so there's new things ahead. And, you know, there's other people that I'm going to be engaged with and working with the great governor of our state, Andrew Cuomo. I'm looking forward to, you know, new and exciting adventures. So it's wonderful what we've done. These are all great things, and there's great people as you know, because you were there at the beginning of this, that are going to follow us and take this to other levels and do wonderful things with the building, and 311 will grow, and all the other things that we've done in the town. You know, it's time for other folks to have their input. And then, you know, we do other things as we move on, and it's all good. So I'm looking forward to the future, but I'm so happy that we've had some success and seeing it encapsulated in a conference here at the Yes Weekend Center with just hundreds and hundreds of people with just such a positive experience, or having such a positive experience today is really just a wonderful thing.
It's been an incredible experience. And I'm not going to talk a lot more about your history here at the town, because I want you to be with us when we celebrate the second anniversary of the radio show. Can you believe that we've been on the air for 2 years?
It's amazing. Another good idea, and it's just taken off, right. and it's just a great thing to be able to reach out to people through the radio.
So the second anniversary is September 28th, and the show, I guess, is going to be right around that time. So I want you to come back and
I will.
And share that celebration with us. And until then, John, I wish you, as always, the very best of everything. And thank you for letting me be part of this incredible initiative. We've been talking with Supervisor John Kamen of the town of North Hempstead. We are here at the Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference with Joanne Farley, who is attending the conference today. Joanne is an advisory committee member for Project Independence in the Great Neck area. She's been with us from day one. So, Joanne, what brings you here today?
What I came today, because I heard about the conference beforehand, and I wanted to come because I have a husband who's disabled, and I learned a lot of information and found it very helpful, and I've got a bag of things to read tonight when I go home.
Including a lot of chocolates and other snacks.
Well, yes, that'll help me through reading about everything that I have to read about. But it's a fabulous conference, and I think everybody here seems to be very enthused.
Oh, good. And you made a comment earlier about the facility. And this facility is still relatively new, and we are always urging people to come visit. So give us your impression of the facility.
This is the first time I'm here, and I think it's fantastic. All the things that are encompassed in this one building, and the ability of so many age groups to use it, and for this community, but for also all of North Hempstead. So I'm going to tell my friends, and we'll have to make a visit, come over and visit.
That's great, because the facility is in Westbury, people tend to assume that only people from Westbury can use it, but that's not true. It is a town facility. It's open to all town residents, and the busiest room here in this building is the senior lounge.
Oh, well, we're lasting. We're the people who've lasted, so we're in the senior lounge. But I did ask the question myself about whether or not you could use it for everything, or would you have to be a Westbury resident or something, or have any kind of card or anything. And I was very happy to hear that we can come and use it for, and when we see there's a program here, that we can come in for Project Independence and,
sure.
and come to the program.
Yeah.
So. No, it
All right.
was great.
Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're enjoying and picked up a lot of good information. And I hope I see you again soon.
I hope so, too, at a meeting soon, sometime, somewhere. But I did want to comment that I did meet a lot of people from a cross-section of the community in Great Neck, anyway, that said hello to me and I spoke to and seemed to be here today and involved. And that's more than I've seen in the past.
That's great.
So hopefully that'll help us all.
Thanks, Joanne.